Hi, this is Donna Howard. I am State Representative for House District 48 in Travis County, and I filed House Bill 311 in regard to exempting feminine hygiene products from the sales tax. There's been more of a national movement, I think you could say, in recent years to look at states exempting feminine hygiene products from sales tax. Some have already put that in place with the recognition that we typically exempt necessities, especially medical necessities, and that feminine hygiene products, certainly I think no one would classify those as luxury items. This is a necessity, and it has been something that I think if you add it up with other things appears to be somewhat discriminatory, in that it obviously affects women and their families. And this disproportionately, of course, impacts those of with limited resources. It's not a huge amount of money for many of us, but when you are on a limited income and you have your family's food and rent to pay, just to find the extra $10 for a box of tampons can be a drain on the family budget. Though this is certainly not eliminating the cost, it at least is eliminating the additional tax that adds up over a period of time. And quite frankly, we know that people are making the choice to not buy products because they are using it for other essential items in their family. We know that there are reports of girls in high school choosing to not go to school on the days they have their period because they do not have the supplies. There's always pushback when you're talking about limiting revenue streams. So one of the things that we're doing is we're also looking at what could we look at as kind of a trade-off with the exemptions. Are there some exemptions that perhaps are no longer necessary to have in place, haven't been revisited, and could be eliminated, recapturing some of those dollars so that we would offset the loss of revenue from this legislation. So I really think, you know, to me, the exemption is a first step. I think long term, we do need to look at how do we make supplies like this more available as a whole. I think it's an important thing to say to the women of our state and to their families that we recognize this is a necessity, and we are not going to charge you a tax on something that you are required to have a regular supply of. I'm Representative Donna Howard, and you're listening to the Texas Standard.